And good morning. Welcome to the Front Porch here on this Thursday, the 23rd day of October. And of course, I am Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. And across the way is Ken Cummins, the legend.
In my own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Brian, what are you doing with that sweat jacket on?
Well, I was cold this morning.
You were cold?
Yeah. Come out and I said, gosh, it's cold out here. 40 degrees.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice.
That's kind of weather you get out in your shorts and you go in your t-shirt and just sat out on the front porch.
Well, it'd be a good time to do that and do some rocking.
So. I understand it could be a trace of frost tomorrow night.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what the weather's saying. Yeah,
that's what they're kind of predicting.
Well, it's that time of year.
It is. I mean, you know, and before long, I'm sure we'll start talking about snow and different things like that. So,
well, we've escaped the bullet for so many years around here.
Yeah, I know.
With the real snow.
I know. We are liable to get to one of the big snows before it's all over with.
Well, it could happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Whatever the Lord wants to bring our way, we'll just take it. So, you know.
The weather is what it is.
That's it.
But it is a beautiful day today, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are all headed to the end of October. It's just about 8 days away from wrapping this month up.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving's like on the way. My favorite.
Is it your favorite?
Christmas is wonderful, but I love the birth of Christ. I love celebrating it.
Sure.
But the commercialism just kind of shoves it down your throat. But Thanksgiving's a true American holiday, and not to mention all that nice food if we get to,
turkey and dressing. And
well, not just that, just all the fixings.
Fixings.
And just the idea of stopping down a day to give thanks. We should do it every day, I realize
that. Sure, sure.
However, that is just to bring us to realize and maybe to a point to count our blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to start doing that, Brian, to name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Yeah, I like that
And when
song.
Upon life's billows your attempt is tossed, and you're all discouraged thinking all is lost, you should count your many blessings, name them one by one, and you'll be surprised what the Lord has done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a hymn.
It is.
Oh, that's why it just kept coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, count your blessings.
Go ahead.
Name them one by one.
Go ahead.
Count your blessings, see what
God
has done.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Okay.
That's
I
good.
Guess we probably should let the artist sing.
Probably.
You think so?
Might have.
Maybe.
Keep people from clicking the radio off. So. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably counting them with us this morning.
Yes.
Well, this morning on the front porch, we'll give you an updated report on the ongoing Carathon promotion, which we will continue for a little bit. But so thankful for your response. And then I'm going to talk about today about overcoming strongholds in your life. That's just been on my mind and my heart. So we'll talk about that a bit right here on
Missionary Radio.
The What an Awesome God Carathon has come to a close at What an Awesome God We Serve. To everyone who prayed, volunteered, and gave, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your generosity, your prayers, and your partnership mean the world to us. Because of your faithfulness, Missionary Radio continues to proclaim the truth that the world needs King Jesus. But maybe you meant to give and time just got away from you. Good news, it's not too late. Every gift, large or small, still makes a lasting difference in keeping Christian Radio strong and reaching hearts every day across our region. Carathon season continues, and you can give safely and easily online at missionary.radio. Just click donate or call us at 877-885-9655. And of course, you may mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Together, let's keep declaring to a world in need what an awesome God we serve.
Exalting King Jesus with music and more. Missionary Radio.
Good morning, Front Porch. right here on your community station, Missionary Radio.
Well, that is indeed Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, all wrapped up like an Eskimo this morning.
That's right.
And why is your nose red? You trying to run to take Rudolph's place this morning?
No. Rudolph does a good job.
Well, but you're trying to take his place.
No.
It is going to be Brian, the red nose reindeer.
You don't want to see me flying.
Wait, Brian, you gave me a picture. I can't.
I told you. I said you don't want to see me fly.
Well.
But anyway,
I think that would take some.
What about Carathon?
I think we need to get to Carathon. What's the total?
$315,112.
I think so far that is fantastic.
Fantastic.
It is.
I like
fantastic.
It. I like it.
You like that?
I do.
But it's not too late.
That's right.
And now I've been asked, and on the one hand, that is a remarkable total for a Carathon. On the other hand, they said, are you funded? No, not by the projects of the projective total.
Sure.
But, of course, that's why we do a spring event. Yeah. And then there's those that give that do not make pledges. They just give, or this random gift that will show up. And we, of course, it's all by faith. And it's a daily prayer, give us this day our daily bread. That's how we pray. But I am so thankful for that total so far. That's fantastic.
Yes.
I keep using that word. That's our word of the day.
That's all right.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And now, here's what I'd like to say. Here's how do you reply if you haven't yet, or if you'd like to just say, well, you know, I'd like to take that single gift I made of $30 and make it a monthly gift, or that gift of $50, I'd like to make it a monthly gift. Because our bills are monthly. Really, they're daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our focus is on Jesus, but it sure does feel much better when we know we got a little money in the bank.
It does,
and the folks that get their paycheck, they say, whew, thankfully. All right, here's how to respond. Go to missionary.radio. You click donate, and over to the left, you can make a faith pledge and send that to us. Or you can set up your giving safely and securely through Cornerstone Payment System with your debit or credit card. Or if you'd like to join the Firm Friend Club, that's not an exercise class. And what that is a bank draft from your account to ours. There are documents that you must download to fill those out. And make sure you send a void check back with that, and because sometimes folks forget to do that. And all the instructions are there, though. Now, in the event that you don't use internet, that doesn't mean you're down for the count. Here's how to do it. Are you ready? You call us up, 877-885-9655, 877-885-9655. Talk to Tammy, and she'll fix you right up. So,
right.
Yeah. And she.
Wait till late.
Please do, because we can't help you.
We can't answer the phone.
Brian, the red-nosed reindeer, he just can't do that this morning.
We cannot do it, so.
Oh, no, it'd be very difficult.
It'd be difficult.
But after 8 o'clock, ask for Tammy, and she's nice about it anyway.
Well, that's good.
You get hold of one of us, we're just old grumps.
Oh, me.
Not true.
No, not true.
But she,
I try to be nice.
Well, I'm glad you're trying. And I certainly want to see you as successful. You think you can get there?
I hope so.
What does it take to be nice, Brian?
Just have God living inside of you.
Well, then we need to teach that to these restaurant workers that don't want to be there. I'm not picking on restaurant workers. I'm not.
No.
But if you're at the counter and you're waiting on someone,
yeah,
you at least can look them in the eye and say, may I help you? Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
Like, nothing here. I'll see you later.
See ya. Adios.
But being nice is cool.
It is.
Yeah. Well, let me share something from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and following. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, what is that all about? I want to talk to you this morning and maybe have a little discussion about what a stronghold is and how it develops. A stronghold, in a simple definition, is any thought pattern, attitude, or belief that resists the truth of God's word. That's the simplest definition I know to give.
Simple.
It can form through fear, anger, pride, or deception. Now, the enemy, which we have one, and his minions and demons, the enemy builds these fortresses to keep believers from walking in freedom. So God calls us to pull down these things through spiritual weapons, prayer, and obedience to the Word of God. And let me share some other scriptures with you, and then we'll get into the needy-greedy this morning. Do you know what the needy-greedy is?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it a few times.
Okay. So do you get into the needy-greedy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get right down to it.
Okay. I need to be serious, but that's hard for me. Ephesians 4:25-29, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. There it is. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, a thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. This one, it could be good for the social media or any time. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, you think about that just for a moment. Now, our responsibility as broadcasters, our responsibility as Christians is to minister the truth,
yes,
the grace of God,
yes,
but to do so in the power of the Holy Spirit and in His love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, a stronghold can enter in with the devil can get a foothold. If he gets in, you know, the old saying, if you give the devil an inch, he'll gain a mile.
Yep.
Well, he might maintain it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And these strongholds that have built up in our lives and addictions and those things, we got to recognize where they started and the source. Great verse of scripture, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And the stations, Brian, that you and I announce on, that we merged with some time ago, WBHM and Thrive,
sure,
and all of those, especially WBHM, it's still to this day we use it, and that is because it matters what you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we say the world needs King Jesus. We just kind of merge those two together. But Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, back to this idea of how we get into a place of strongholds. Now, how about a foothold to a stronghold? Now, we say this, and I believe it, don't give the devil a foothold in your life because if you give him a foothold, it's going to become a stronghold, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't easily broken,
mm-hmm,
but they can be. First of all, how do we do that? Well, we do so by giving him room in our life. That passage I read in Philippians 4, for example, it talks about, it says, do not get angry, do not steal, do not give the devil a foothold, it says. And it says, do not let unwholesome talk proceed out of your mouths, but only which is helpful to building up of others. That's putting people down. Somebody says, as we say in Western Kentucky, he just cusses a lot. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. That could be even more in using profanity. It could,
sure,
be the idea that you and I start talking like that, and it gets a foothold, and it becomes a stronghold. Then all of a sudden, our language, and one of these days, you're going to be in a situation and your unguarded moment. And it's going to come out, and you're going to say that to someone you didn't want to say it to, or putting somebody down.
Mm.
That's another foothold. Oh, And I think that our politics have gone out the roof on both sides of that, and Christians are in that, and it's just sad to see it. That is a stronghold.
Yeah.
But it says, put off falsehood, speak the truth, deal with your anger before the day ends, stop stealing, do something useful with your hands. Stealing can be just more than going at a gunpoint and robbing a bank.
Sure, sure.
You let's say you're working. You're on the job, and you're getting paid, but you don't work while you're there. That's stealing.
Yeah, sure it is.
Because you're going to get paid before the time that you put in.
That's right.
Or if you're on salary and you don't do, you just kind of find out ways and angles, that foothold becomes a stronghold. As a Christian,
sure,
we are to not allow that happen. So let me get more, just another one. How we think, boy, that is a big one. But we should be thinking things that are noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. So what is a stronghold again? It's the Hebrew and Greek word for stronghold can mean a man-made pit or a prison. We blame the devil for pits we jumped into ourselves. Other times we're set up by the enemy, much as Joseph when his brothers threw him into the pit. But when the enemy has a stronghold in our lives, it's like being chained in prison. It could be a bad habit, an addiction, a negative thought patterns that keep us away from walking in victory. We may repent and ask God for help, but the next day or so, we're sliding right back into that pit. So it also can be something that has strength or power or strong-willed, stubborn, greatly emboldened. Do you see how the enemy gains in your life strength and becomes emboldened when you give in to sin? But get this, we can overcome it. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about. Have you identified any in your life right now? Think about it. It could be the day that you start to break out of that stronghold into freedom.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, God bless you all. Many heartfelt thanks for your faithfulness and service to our Lord and all of us. Thank you for bringing us Jesus 24/7. From Clarksville, continue to spread the gospel. Thank you. From White Plains, I love that you cover and pour the love and truth of Jesus into our community and throughout the world. You shine the light into a dark world. Also from Clarksville, thank you for being an awesome witness to our awesome God.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Missionary Radio, in partnership with TWR.
And Ken, of course,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
I know we mention sometimes, but we'd like to mention about our podcast that you can listen to The Front Porch. And you can go to our website, missionary.radio.
Click podcast.
Podcast.
And or anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I asked Andrew the other day. He said Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast. So.
How about Peach Podcast? Is it?
I don't know. Peach Podcast is a thing.
Or Tangerine yet. Or Orange. Do you know?
I don't know.
We need to check that out.
Maybe we could come up with
one. In other words, anywhere where you get your podcast,
yeah.
They're available,
yeah.
And it's called The Front Porch.
Yes.
Or Ministry Spotlight.
Yes.
We're not sending out CDs any longer, but mm-mm. You can go back and listen. Now, the music was not going to be there because that's copyrighted, and Andrew edits that out for us.
Yes.
But the content of The Front Porch and the content of the interviews that you hear on Missionary Spotlight, they are available. And share it with friends. That way they can become acquainted with what goes on here. So check it out, and
that's right.
I hope that you will. Well, Brian, I think you and I need to make an announcement. okay. that due to our popular singing earlier, and your wife Tamara said it was so good that we are going to hit the road.
Going to hit the road?
It was you that told us not to give up our day job, or was that her?
That was her. She said don't give
up
our day job.
Oh, what's she trying to tell us?
I don't know.
I thought maybe we should go tell the manager that we're out of here and that we're getting us a bus and we're going to do our hymn tour.
Okay, all right.
What do you say?
Well, there's a lot of groups doing that right now.
Well, I think we could just do our hymn tour. We could call it Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and you decide which one you are.
Well, I don't know. Probably Tweedledum, probably. But
so is she saying not to just maybe keep on broadcasting?
Yeah,
and not
we better
singing?
Keep to our day jobs.
Actually, you can sing. I think she was trying to tell you that guy harmonizing.
Well,
with you
no, you do a good job harmonizing.
Yeah, but the solo work, forget it.
Well, I don't know. I've never really heard you do solo.
You're not going to. Well, good morning to you. That's Brian Marshall, Side Bottom the First, and we were counting our blessings earlier.
Yes.
And it was such a blessing to hear us, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah. You can send your love donations to
Missionary Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your name that duet.
Yeah, name that duet.
I don't think Tweedledee and Tweedledum is very good for two Christian brothers.
No. I don't know what we'd have to come up with.
Oh, I'll come up with something.
Oh, yeah.
Always do. All right. We're talking about strongholds. Maybe we have a stronghold in our mind of illusions of grandeur that go out on tour or something like that. But these strongholds, addictions and anger and sex and pornography, you name it.
Ooh.
They can be overcome. You give a foothold, it becomes a fortress and a stronghold by Satan.
Yeah.
We say to ourselves, oh, that little sin doesn't matter.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, they become bigger sins, and it has you gripped and has you entangled. You name whatever that is,
right.
And it could have you.
Right.
God, has given us weapons that have divine power to demolish strongholds. A power more powerful than say, you may say yes and hallelujah right now. So we have the power, the scripture says, to demolish arguments or reasoning and every pretension, which means a claim, an assertion, an allegation, an effort to establish a claim. We can do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you ever say you're not going to go back down that same path of sin, but I won't do it again? Have you ever heard those words?
Oh, yes.
You hear a child say, Mom, Dad, I promise I won't do it again. And I can see, you stick your nose out the door and you look up and down the hallway. Anybody looking? Let me remind you, God is.
That's right. No matter what.
But that becomes, even though that seems so innocent,
yeah.
If we develop that pattern in our lives until we get to an adult. And one, here's a stronghold for you, thinking that somebody owes you something.
Mm.
That you are entitled.
Mm.
Whoever told you that lied to you. Oh, you're so special. Yeah, you're special in God's sight, but there is a such thing as sacrifice and discipline and the word. You ready? No.
Mm. Yeah.
No. Let me say that again. No. You need no. You got to learn that word.
Yep.
If not, you're teaching stronghold that a child or even an older person cannot overcome. So, but by yourself. But listen to me. You begin to reason with yourself, oh, that's not so bad. Or just one last time. That is demonic reasoning that is trying to establish you the right to tell you what to do. But we have to see the enemy for who he really is.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a song for you. Can you sing it? Oh, the Great Pretender. You don't know that song, do you?
Yeah, I believe I've heard it, but I don't know it good enough to sing it with you. So,
well, I'm not by myself.
Well, okay.
Okay, so we'll just leave that one off.
Okay.
But I asked, I read a blog recently, and this is a direct quote. And it said, this is a quote from that blog. It says, I asked a friend of mine who struggled with debilitating fear for many years how she was finally able to break that stronghold in her life. She said through desperate prayer, fasting, and worship.
Wow.
She also said that asking others who understood the principle of spiritual warfare to pray with her, and it made a huge difference. And now, and it was from prayer, fasting and worship, confessing the word, and seeking to obey. Those are mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds.
Yeah.
Now, but you think about that. Sometimes we start those things, and but we leave one of them out. We don't want anybody to pray for us because we don't want to admit that we have that stronghold in our lives. There aren't many people I would tell anything about my life. I'll tell my wife, Tammy,
sure,
because I should.
Yeah.
But I will not just tell any certain person because I don't trust them. But if you have a brother, because the next thing you know, oh, you heard that about Brother Ken? Let me tell you about Brother Ken.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I think you know, where it says, doesn't the Bible say to confess your
faults one to another?
But it's like I told somebody one day, I said, how do I know now in the days we live in, like you just said, if we tell somebody something that they won't go spread it?
Well, that takes a true friendship,
and
those are rare.
Very rare.
Yeah.
But if you've got a true friendship,
pastors especially.
Oh, goodness.
They're already put up on a pedestal that they don't want to live on.
That's it.
And they are human in flesh.
Sure.
And dealing with more, they're right on the front lines of the enemy firing at them. If he can get a stronghold or a foothold in a pastor or a church leader, whatever's life, and all of a sudden and it becomes, you know, a scandal, that's exactly what Satan wants.
Sure.
But if it could be stopped at the foothold and kicked out the door before it becomes a stronghold, and suddenly all the demons in hell are laughing.
Oh yeah.
But that's not just pastors. The reason I speak to that because I know about that.
Sure, sure.
Live it.
Yeah.
I'm not. Anyway, I don't want to talk about me, but I want to talk about the fact that you can be. Now, maybe you have to get to the point of desperation and then to determine. I think that you finally have to get to the point that you don't want to live here anymore. You want to get out of this, and then you become emboldened in an effort to seek the Lord and trust Him to make you holy and stop the reasoning. First of all, you have to stop reasoning away. For an alcoholic can be delivered from, I'm an alcoholic. Before a sex addict can be delivered, he or she has to say, I'm a sex addict, whatever.
Sure, sure.
You name it. But become to the point that you want that stronghold broken. See, what we appear to people a lot of times is not what we really are.
Mm.
Uh-huh. But don't you believe those things in darkness will be brought to light?
Absolutely.
And it just will be like a glee club for the Satan if he could start singing it. Say, I've got him, I've got her.
Mm-hmm.
If that's you, and if that's me, to say, okay, seek help. And it comes from the Lord. And I do believe, let me circle back, that Lord will provide some trusted friends that you can speak to.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably not going to be many. Okay.
No.
Well, I see a foothold taking place. Oh, that's a finger hold.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First is over there moving his fingers.
And yep.
What does that mean?
I'm on the off button on our microphones. And I have my other one on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope.
All right.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. And here's Johnny with a few more words about God's purposes in pain.
Last time we met, I was sharing how heartening it is for me to see at least some of the reasons why God allowed my diving accident. Back then, after a decade or so in my wheelchair, I could honestly observe that, hey, I was becoming more patient, less angry, more caring about others who hurt, and, best of all, more content with a life of paralysis because I knew that better things were coming in the next life. It felt good to see that I was honestly changing. I was actually becoming a bit more like Jesus as months went by. Just a bit, but I could see it. And that to me was evidence, what do you know, that all things really were fitting into a pattern for good in my life and for God's glory. I was discovering that suffering can lead to Christian maturity. I was realizing that God does use hardships to improve our character, remove sinful habits, make us heaven-hearted, and instill compassion toward others. That's just naming a few. But here's what I did not have a chance to say the last time we met, and this is pretty important. Discovering God's answers and being able to see His reasons, His purposes behind your pain, no matter how good and how true those reasons and purposes are, all of it is not the end-all be-all. A purified life should never be an end to itself. It should culminate in God. Stronger character is made muscular not for its own sake, but for God's sake. A livelier hope is more spirited because its focus is not on, quote, things getting better, but on God. Sure, all things fit together for our good, but the greater and more exalted focus is that it's for God's glory. All things fit together in a good way, ultimately for God's glory. To forget this is to become way too me-focused in your trials, like, hey, look at my patience. Look how caring I've become. Look how I have changed. Look how my faith has deepened. Sure, it's good that you're more patient and caring, but if that's all your focus is on, then in the long run, your faith is going to tarnish. Your character is going to weaken. Your hope will become deflated. As the Phillips paraphrase puts 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, quote, if you have these qualities, you know, qualities like patience, compassion, a strong faith, if you have these qualities existing and growing in you, then it means knowing your Lord Jesus Christ has not made your life complacent or unproductive. Friend, it really is all about knowing your Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. And 1 Corinthians chapter 8 sums it up so neatly, where it says, there is for us but one God, one Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. There you have it. It's all about Jesus Christ. It is in Him and for Him and through Him that we live and change and grow and are made more mature by our trials. Friend, we must never distance the Bible's reasons from the God of the Bible. The problem of suffering is not about something that's got to get solved, but it's about someone. So it follows that the answers and the reasons and purposes must not be something you can figure out, but someone. It should end in someone. The Bible never bids us to keep our eyes on suffering or even suffering's benefits, but only keep our eyes on God, the one who wrote the book on suffering. Consider the good and valued benefits for the hardship in your life. Can you say with the Apostle Paul that you consider them rubbish, that you might gain Christ? Today, don't focus on your hardships or even whatever benefits might come from them. May your focus always and only be on our wonderful Savior.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Revelation 20, 12, and 13, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to the works by the things which are written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Lloyd Ogilvie said, the most powerful historical proof of the resurrection is the resurrected disciples. Dull, defeated people became fearless and adventuresome leaders. Cowards became courageous. The timid became triumphant. The inept did the impossible. He is risen became the joyous chant of a new life without limits. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
Just a real positive influence to keep our mindset where it should be and focused on God and loving others.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Carathon may be over, but the impact you've made is just beginning. Your generosity is reaching far beyond what we could have imagined, and we're so grateful.
But the journey doesn't stop here.
If you weren't able to give, don't worry. You can still jump in and make a difference today. Head over to our website at missionary.radio and help us continue bringing light and hope to others. Together, we've got this.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Here on Missionary Radio, your Christian community station.
In communication with you, with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
Yeah.
I'm Ken Cummins. Here in the news today.
In the news.
I'll get back to my old days of reading the news. Where we're talking about the idea, Brian, of strongholds.
Yeah.
And how they develop in life, and but how they can that fortress that's been built up can come down. Let me just circle back for a moment to remind you, if you just joined us here on the front porch, strongholds often begin rather quietly with a wound, for example, mm-hmm. a lie, a compromise. Mm. A thought becomes a belief. A belief becomes behavior. Behavior becomes bondage. So the warning from the Apostle Paul was not to give the devil a foothold. Transformation begins when we renew our minds with the Word of God. That's when the transformation starts. There's numerous ways to engage in the process of breaking these spiritual strongholds. For example, fasting and prayer. Last night in a prayer meeting, I'm talking about just started a little devotional series called Encounters with Christ. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about where the in Mark chapter 9, where the father brings his son who's had just been controlled by a dumb and deaf spirit. That's what mm-hmm. he talks about. And mm-hmm. he throws himself into the fire, throws himself into the water, he foams at the mouth. And finally, Jesus, his disciples, they couldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
And then you have the ridicule, the scribes, and then you have the crowd there kind of jeering along, and then the disciples dumbfounded because they couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then the desperate father finally breaks the whole routine. Mm-hmm. He says, I believe, help my unbelief, is what he prays.
Yeah.
And Jesus commands that spirit to come out, and he does. Mm-hmm. And first they think the guy's dead. Jesus says, takes him by the hand, rise up. That's what he will do with those strongholds.
Absolutely.
But Jesus said, and later on, he kind of gets his disciples over in the corner to have a little Jesus talk. Seriously, they had one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Jesus talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Jesus says to them, say, hey, this only comes by prayer and fasting. Mm. Prayer and fasting. And fasting. I said, fasting is, last night, if any of our folks are listening from Mexico Baptist, I'll have to tell you, this is Pete and repeat here, but good. But that's not to be used as an Ozempic. That's not for losing weight. That's to get in for power. Yes. Can be, but that's not the reason.
Yeah.
But it's to receive power and stronger intimate power in relationship with the Lord. So one of these things that break these spiritual strongholds, prayer and fasting, rejecting lies, reject the lies of Satan. So that's not right. Mm-hmm. And just because some group says it is, whether left or right wing, that's the wrong wing. Fly on the Lord's wings.
There you go. I like how you put that.
You're welcome. You can quote that if you like.
I like that.
But reject lies. Study Scripture. And that doesn't mean just read a verse or two off the phone.
Yeah.
That means open up the Bible, sit down, turn stuff off, and listen to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God doesn't speak to me. Well, no, I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. This is God's Word. You read God's Word, He's speaking to you.
Absolutely.
And listen, repentance. Oh, my.
No.
You mean I'm supposed to not do that again?
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Brian,
do not do it again.
Brian's over here sweating. He's trying to.
Man, I tell you, it's getting hot in here.
Shouldn't have wore that sweaty.
No, I'm actually comfortable, so.
Okay. All right. Even deliverance from demonic influence can be effective. But first, to get free, we start by asking God to help us and to identify strongholds, and ask Him to reveal any lies we believe that are keeping us bound in patterns of thinking that destroy our freedom. Sometimes it can be helpful to identify patterns of behavior first, I think, as these can point to strongholds in our thinking. Since we always listen, we always act on what we believe. All the rest is just religious talk.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is where I hold up a sign, and amen, Brother Ken. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank you. No, amen, it's Brother Ken. You got to get it right.
Brother Ken.
Amen. Brother Ken.
Amen, Brother Ken.
But the first step is humility, being willing to allow our struggles to be brought into the light. You may also find that talking with a spiritual counselor, pastor, or someone versed in spiritual warfare can help you identify where you're being held captive in a stronghold. From there, repentance is necessary to overcome ungodly thought patterns that are rooted in deception and lies. And it's also crucial to replace the lies that we believe with God's truth. The truth brings freedom. Deception brings bondage.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another one. Be patient with yourself. If you find that the old ways of thinking return after you have sought to overcome them, the accuser, who is Satan, doesn't give up so easily, and he's not going to. Stay diligent and hang on to God's truth regardless of how you feel. Be mindful of your thoughts. Guard your mind. Take your thoughts captive to make them obedient to Christ. Repent of believing the devil's lies and receive God's truth and love for you once again. And I would say, Lord, please put me on the path, back on the path to sanctification, Lord, because, Lord, I need your help.
Yes.
And we do. I don't know of anyone that doesn't need the Lord's help. But these strongholds that get there, they certainly didn't get there overnight. But they're going to come tumbling down in the name of Jesus. So let me just stay with you today. As you're thinking about things that are in your life, I want you to think about the fact that the Lord will provide the means to get out of them. So these fortified places that are built up, God wants you to think like Christ, to think like Christ. Every believer has the mind of Christ. That's the attitude of Christ. He doesn't want you to allow Satan to get these strongholds in your mind and stand against the untruths. Now, there's something that I'm very aware of. There are things that happened back in, say, your childhood, or something that happened back in a bad experience. Just every once in a while, someone will have a bad experience at church.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't God that did it.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately, it was God's people controlled by Satan that had footholds in their lives and strongholds, and they were spitting out lies.
Yep.
And just remember, devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. I think there's a Southern gospel song that Brian probably needs to learn for you by Brian Free and Assurance. It's called Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. I like that song.
Well, then start singing it for us, Brian, to build up our audience right now.
Yeah.
But he is. Recognize that. So we can smash these strongholds down. Some people have been told, and let me tell you something, they've been told such things like, you're no good.
Mm.
You'll never amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And parents, yes, discipline your child.
Yes.
With love and care and nurture. Be strong. But do not put them down by saying you're just like your daddy. You're just like your granddaddy. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they do say that, my kids. They said, you're just like your granddaddy. And I'll just go, huh.
Yeah.
And then there's a stronghold because I'm all puffed up.
Y'all puffed up. Oh, my goodness.
I haven't had one yet, so I hope I look like granddaddy. I don't know why that is, Brian.
I wonder why.
I looked in the mirror.
Did you look in the mirror?
I know why.
You know why?
But let me just say to you, this means war. The spiritual war is raging around you. Satan wants to set up these strongholds to keep your mind from embracing God's liberating truth. Don't allow that. Here's some beautiful news for you here on this Thursday morning. In Christ, you have victory. You can get help. If you need counseling, reach out. If you need someone to talk to, reach out to someone. But let me tell you, that's why I encourage you to get involved in a small group in your church, because what we're just here to encourage you to do that. We can't really walk with you through this process, but we can tell you the teaching, but then you need to be plugged into a local body.
Yes.
A Sunday school class, a Bible study group, and then allow the Lord to show you who that has the spiritual maturity to walk with through you and get you out of that. But first, realize you're there. Repent of it. Call on the mighty hand of God. And I want to tell you, he'll do it. So let's break these strongholds. Let's break these lies. Let's break these anger fits. Let's break this bad communication. Let's stand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what that music in my ears means. I'm hearing
amen, Brother Ken.
Amen, Brother Brian, Marshall Sidebottom the First. Hey, don't forget your podcast. Available at missionary.radio.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on this Thursday. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.